My name is Kathy Chen Matheson. I was born and raised in Taiwan, the Republic of China. Many years ago, I came to the States to attend graduate school. Eventually, I got married, settled down, raised two children, and have a happy family. Currently, I'm training to be a docent, a gallery teacher, at both the Freer and Sackler Museums. Let me tell you a story about jade. When I was young, I had beautiful, long, shiny, dark hair. Among my fondest childhood memories were the times my mother braided my hair while I sat on a little bamboo stool. This took place in our yard under a shady banyan tree outside our Japanese-style house in Taiwan. She would tell me wonderful stories to keep me from fidgeting. I remember one summer afternoon, it was hot. I mean, it was really hot. There was no air conditioning, of course, no electric fan, and worst of all, not even a breeze of cooling air. I could tell that my mom was frustrated, trying to part my hair into two parts, then dividing each of these into five sections while I was wiggling like a worm. It was so hot that my hair became sticky on my neck, and the stool I sat on became sticky too. To cool me off, my mom took off her bracelet and let me play with it. I slowly slid the light green jade bracelet onto and off of my little wrist. I marveled at the smooth, shiny, and cool qualities of the jade bracelet. "Is this expensive?" I asked. "This was given to me by your grandmother for my dowry. Of course, it's very valuable." She then explained that a dowry was a set of important gifts given by the family of the bride to the family of the groom. She also told me about her meeting my father through a matchmaker, a person who arranged marriages. Even though my parents' marriage was arranged by an outsider, I think my parents care about each other very much. They were married just right after World War II in 1946. For their honeymoon, my parents took a long boat ride to Taiwan from Fujian Province in the southeast of China. They loved Taiwan on their honeymoon, and so they stayed. A few years later, the government on the mainland China was defeated and withdrew to Taiwan. My parents could not return to mainland China for almost 50 years. 50. My mom told us this story a zillion times, so I could almost smell the stinky odors of the seasickness, for she told us how hard the boat ride was and that almost everybody got seasick. "Why did Grandma give you jade for your dowry?" I questioned. "Because your grandma said that this jade will protect me wherever I go. You know, the Chinese believe that jade has the power to ward off evil and to bring good fortune." "Is it more expensive than gold?" I continued, because I remember our wash lady pointed to her two fern shiny teeth one day and told me, "They're so expensive that you could buy many bags of rice and lots of chickens with them." My mom replied, "Well, for thousands of years, the Chinese viewed jade as the most valuable of all precious stones because they are hard, tough, highly colored, and can widely be used for fine carvings and jewelry. In ancient China, jade played an important role in people's lives. The Chinese carve it into jewelry and also bury it with their dead. There is a Chinese saying that jade is pure, like keeping one's integrity intact in adverse times." I didn't really understand what it meant, but from Mom's solemn tone, I could tell that jade must be very, very precious and very, very special. My hair was done, but I didn't feel like getting up. Besides, at this moment, my mom said, "Do you want to hear a famous Chinese story about jade?" "Sure." Here is what my mom then told me. A long, long time ago, there was a poor young man called Bian He who lived in central China. One day, he became very excited because he dug up a rough, uncut stone containing jade in the place called Jingshan. The surface of this jade was coarse and looked just like any ordinary stone. Without cutting the rock open, however, he knew in his heart that there was jade inside, for he learned from his family the skill of finding jade, which often hides in ordinary rocks. Bian He was not self-centered. He would have given the jade to his parents, but they were both dead. Instead of keeping the jade for himself, the first thing came to his mind, as a loyal citizen, was to present the jade to the king. So he walked and walked and walked, finally reaching the king's palace, so he could give this jade to the king. The king sent for a jade craftsman to take a look. Unfortunately, the jade craftsman looked at the stone and thought it was no more than a piece of rock. The king was very angry because he thought that Bian He purposely tried to fool him. The king didn't kill Bian He, though. Instead, he had Bian He's left foot cut off. Ouch! When the next king succeeded to the throne, Bian He at this time was an adult. As a loyal citizen, he once again walked a long way to offer the jade to his new king. He did this because he still believed that there was jade inside the rock. Guess what? Another jade craftsman took a look at the stone and thought it was no more than a piece of rock. Poor Bian He. This time he suffered the loss of his right foot. Ouch, ouch. Years later, yet another ruler took power. At this time, Bian He was an old, footless man. He couldn't walk, but still believed that there was jade inside the rock. So for 3 days and three nights, he held his jade and wept until his eyes streamed with blood. The new ruler heard the news and had Bian He brought to him. The king asked him, "What made him cry so sadly?" Bian He said, "I didn't cry because my feet were cut off, but because my jade has been considered a mere rock, and my loyalty has been viewed as deception. This has hurt me deeply." The new ruler took a long look at Bian He and shifted between believing him and being suspicious of him. He ordered his craftsmen to chisel the rock open. Beyond anybody's imagination, a bright, rare, and beautiful piece of jade was found inside. The king was so joyful that he not only named the jade the He's jade in honor of Bian He, but also gave Bian He a great deal of gold and silver. This jade was so special that one can see his own reflection during the daytime. It acts just like a mirror, and it will shine at night. Anyone who carries it will feel cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Besides, it is also believed to have the power of getting rid of evil spirits. News about the magic of this jade spread rapidly to every king of every state. All kings wanted to own this piece of jade. Believe it or not, one king even offered not one, not two, not three, but 15 cities to trade for this piece of jade. Because of that, many touching stories related to this jade grew throughout Chinese history. Many years have passed since my mom told me this story. My hair is much shorter and is no longer shiny and dark. Being Chinese, I finally realized that the value of jade is just like a Chinese mother's expectation for her children. In other words, she expects her children to show the same good virtues that are believed to come from jade. Honesty, integrity, and proper behavior. To this day, I can still feel the special warmth that existed between my mom and me on those hot days when she worked on my hair. She braided not only my hair, but also the values and expectations that she hoped would guide me throughout my life.